All right, post-game wrap time here from San Francisco, where the Giants fall to the Brewers for the second straight night. Tonight, the final score 6-2. The Brewers are a good front-running team. You know, we've said that about the Giants all year long. Giants get a lead, and they pitch and use their bullpen and use their bench and maneuver. And the Brewers are really the same way. Now, tonight, they didn't have to do a lot of maneuvering, but it's two games in a row where the Giants have fallen behind very early with one of the Brewers' aces on the mound. And it just it feels like a steep climb when you fall behind against a team like this when they have a pitcher like they've had these first two games on the mound.
Well, they're good. I mean, Corbett Burns last night was really, really impressive with a power cutter. Tonight we watched Brandon Woodruff, who just pitched beautifully with the fastball. I mean, he didn't make many mistakes out over the plate. He was consistent with the corner command on both sides, knee-high to the belt. I mean, when he wanted to elevate above the letters, I mean, he did everything with that fastball. He was throwing darts with it, and it was mid to high 90s. He changed the movement on it. I mean, he was just so good with it. And, I mean, and his other three pitches were good. I mean, here's a guy who is in the argument for the Cy Young Award, and Giants fans had a chance to see it firsthand today. I thought one of the significant things in today's ball game, when the score was 3-0, Johnny Cueto had bad luck in the first. I mean, he had two cheap runs put on the board, then a solo shot off a guy, Lorenzo Cain, who had, you know, owned on him in the second inning, makes it a 3-0 ball game. But he goes out there in the fourth inning, or was it, I guess it was the third inning, and he gets two quick outs. He gets a 1-2 count, and here comes the shimmy, and all of a sudden it's 3-2, and he walks him. And then all of a sudden, the inning gets away from him. There's a triple, and then it's just then all of a sudden there's a snowball fight in the infield. The defense breaks down. It's just it's a mess. And I just that's when the game just kind of went away. Now you're down 5-0, and you've got Woodruff out there dealing like he's the greatest pitcher in the league, which he may be. And the game was pretty much over. But with this club, if you have a cleaner inning, if Cueto kills that inning, keeps it 3-0, Giants are in it. They're in it. They're going to find a way to get back in the game. They're going to get Woodruff out of the game, which they did after the sixth inning. Pitch count, see you later. Once you get in that bullpen, now all of a sudden it's a whole different deal. But that one inning, when Cueto had the two quick outs and it just got away from him, that's when this game was over. That's when this game was lost.
Yeah, 3-0, and all of a sudden, there it is. It would have been ball four to Garcia anyway, but Garcia did nothing whatsoever to get out of the way, but got hit in the elbow, and that's where it started. So anyway, and Cueto, I think it would have been easy for Cueto to say, "I just can't go. I've been sick. I'm weak. I'm," but he wanted to do his part to help. So and then when they came out and started hitting pop flies that fell in and slow little rollers that went for singles and broken bat little rollers and whatnot. And Cueto was not missing any bats at all. So anyway, the Brewers did all of that damage, and then they only had one more hit the rest of the night after Cueto's departure. 5 1/3 innings from Quintana and then Littell between the two of them. So pretty good work there. And the key guys from the sixth inning on, if they're ahead tomorrow in a fairly tight game, they'll all be rested and ready to go.
And that is good, but that's now 3 days in a row we've pointed that out as sort of the positive from a Giants game, because on Sunday, Sammy Long did that, helped save the bullpen. Yesterday, we didn't know when Sammy Long did how important that was going to be, because we thought it was going to be a normal game. It turned out to be really important because it was a bullpen game. I think tomorrow they would like to use those high-leverage guys now that they're all rested and fresh. I think they want to be in a position where they have to push the late-inning relievers as hard as they can.
I agree. I mean, tomorrow becomes a significant game. You've got your two best guys going. You got Gosman going tomorrow, then you got Webb on Thursday. And, it becomes important. You've got in the slide. This has been a three-game deal now where you're not used to this. Now there's pressure on Gosman. You need a stop job, and you need it to not only give you momentum into Thursday, but you got to start building momentum going into the weekend with the Dodgers coming to town. That's kind of looming in the background. And they needed to play better baseball tomorrow and certainly on Thursday.
Yeah, it's looming. The Dodgers just won. They finished off Atlanta 3-2 final.
The Giants have scored 3 runs in the last 3 games. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good for the Giants, not good for the broadcasters.
At least they hit a couple home runs tonight.
Yeah.
We still like those. Okay, well, we'll regroup. We're going to pick some players. We still have some good choices tonight. When we come back for part 2 right after this. All right, post-game wrap part 2. We're going to pick some players of the game, and I think I get to go first tonight.
Go, Dave.
You are the man.
I'm going to take the guy who made his Giants debut. It is the obvious pick tonight, but that's Jose Quintana, who, Mike, I'd be interested to get your thoughts. Sure look like a guy who can help the Giants. I mean, who knows? He wasn't having a good year. The Giants make a waiver claim. They get him literally for nothing just to pay the salary for the rest of the year. He shows up tonight, 3 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 6 strikeouts, only 1 walk. I thought he looked really good.
He had 4 swing and missed strike threes, too. I think that, you know, he reminds me a lot of Tony Watson because he's got a little lazy arm action. He's very deceptive. He's throwing 93, but it's, you know, guys are late on him. I mean, they're not reacting to it. The reputation that Giants pitching coaches staff has is that they can fix you. They can make you better. And with Quintana, he's got strikeout stuff. What is it, John? He's 11 or 12 strikeouts per 9?
Yeah, over 12 per 9, yeah.
So that stands out. That jumps off the page. That's great stuff. So now what's beating him? Well, he's got an ERA in the 6s. He's given up some hits. He's got some walks. All right. But he's still striking out 12 guys every 9 innings. So what that means is, you know, you analyze him, and you correct his mechanics. You give him a more consistent arm stroke to where all of a sudden everything tightens up. You're throwing better quality location pitches with your stuff. You're not walking people. You're not behind the count. And he becomes a really interesting guy because of his reputation. He's 32. He's in his 9th year. He can do anything for you. He can start for you. He can come in and he can relieve a starter like he did the night that got knocked out early. He's a guy that can pitch late. He's a guy that can pitch and strike out, not just lefties, but right-handers too. I mean, that's a big add. Look, in the last 2 days, this team has just got energized by Quintana, and last night John Brebbia threw the snot out of the ball. That's the best he's looked since he's been in a Giants uniform. So I like what's happening in there, and I like your pick. And here I am taking up all your time on your pick.
That's why I made the pick, because I thought you'd do a really good job backing it up for me.
But he was exciting to see. He's a good ad.
Yeah, I think so. So great Giants debut, Jose Quintana. That's my guy.
Good pick. Yeah. All right, that'll be.
All right. John, who you got?
Dave, I'm going to go with Lorenzo Cain, just because I remember – it's the first time the 2014 World Series that we got to see a lot of Lorenzo Cain, and we'd heard about him, and he was just so impressive in that World Series. You thought if you hit it in that direction, it's just going to get caught. And he an exciting player, great athlete, and he had 2 hits, and he hit a spectacular home run against Cueto. Mike had just finished pointing out how he had this great success against Cueto in the past, and okay, well, let's see what happens here. Boom! Right away, a long home run to left field. So, and Lorenzo, I thought maybe Dickerson had a home run in the third himself to center field, and Cain just kind of eased back. Like the way he was going after, I thought, well, he probably knows that that's going way back beyond the wall. So, and they just kind of eased back, and before he got to the wall, he reached up and caught it. So he still has a little bit of flair out there. He kind of makes a tough play look easy. So. Anyway, I'm going with Lorenzo Cain.
Good pick. He's a good player.
He's had a great career.
He's a guy that's going to have a post-career, too. I mean, he's going to make his mark as a coach, maybe a manager, maybe in the broadcast booth, but he's going to stay in the game. He's that kind of personality. Good pick. All right. Kipe is going to take Lamont Wade Jr. for a 2-for-4 night with a walk. And he continues to be a threat up there at the top of the lineup. And he made a play tonight in the outfield. Off of a ball that Adames hit off, and he's into a trot, thinking it's out of here. Hits high off the wall in right field, and Lamont Wade Jr. goes over, plays it perfectly. He's charging the wall, then he backs off to position himself for the carom, gets it, rifles a shot into Crawford, and holds Adames to a single. That was a great play. So nice pick, Kipe.
Yeah, way to go, Kipe.
And I'm taking Brandon Belt, who had his 20th home run tonight.
Get your Brandon right.
I know. I screwed it up at the end of the game. Anyway, Brandon Belt, 20 home runs for the first time in his career. And you know, we all love this guy. He's such an easy guy to root for. I'm taking him.
I never thought you were going to take a guy who bunted with two strikes in a game.
I have completely got that out of my mind. I was so mad at him when he did that, leading off the inning with a 1-2 count. He bunts and pops. Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were going to go down there into the dugout.
I'm not picking him now.
But then you picked him.
No, I'm not picking him now.
You change your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to make Brandon Belt Kipe's pick, and I'm taking Lamont Wade.
Well, let me just say this. Then. Good pick, Kipe.
Don't take it personally, Brandon. We still love you. But don't ever do that again. That would be my advice.
That's true. But personally. I broke out my home run call, John.
You did?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's hear it.
He hits it high. He hits it deep. He hits it out of here. Adios, pelota. It's gone. What do you think?
Which home run was that?
It was Brandon Belt's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really good.
Thank you.
He's been practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may steal some of that.
Yeah, I like that.
At least one
part
of it. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Mike and we all will hope to see some Giants home runs tomorrow. They've got 199 home runs now. We've had to make a lot of home run calls this year. The next one will be number 200. They could use one tomorrow, but really they could use a great start from Kevin Gausman to try to snap out of this little losing streak.
They need a stop job.
They do. I think he can give it to him. He pitched really well in Atlanta.
He pitched really well.
August is in the rearview mirror, and now September, the stretch run, and Kevin Gausman to step up and lead the way for this final 30-game stretch of the 2021 season.
September 1 tomorrow, Gausman against Brett Anderson, who's been around a long time, and he's good.
Plus, tomorrow, it'll be a 28-man team.
That's right. Giants will have a couple extra players on the roster. We'll see who those will be. We don't know. There's some mystery as to who those will be, at least tomorrow, and it'll probably change through the course of September. But anyway, fortified roster, ace on the mound, game 3 of the series tomorrow, 6:45.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
No.
No, this is important what you're
I'm
about
signing
to do.
Off, so you better get it in.
Dave, hold on. Yeah. Hold on a second. But the minor league season will continue. Usually right about now is when the minor league season also ends. But they're going to continue. So even though the Giants will have the 28-man limit, every team will have that, they can still make moves between here and Sacramento and whatnot for almost the entire month because the minor leagues will be going on concurrent. So with guys who are playing and are getting regular repetitions and whatnot. So the 28-man looks like, well, man, just two extra guys, but they still have some moves that they could make. So.
And they definitely will be making those moves.
I think they will. I don't know what makes me think that, but I just have a feeling.
So now we're ready for What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. September 1st, tomorrow, Game 3 of the series, the Giants and the Brewers. We'll have the highlights for you right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.